Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Yeah, Buck and I are still working out our TGL picks. But they'll be up at 1-9.
By the way, they're not kidding.
No, we've been
on LA. We've
you
decided.
Guys are going deep.
We've been talking about it all break.
It's getting passionate too.
Well, tonight's an interesting matchup.
It's not.
That's what they want you to say.
It's not an interesting matchup.
It sure it is, really fella. Isn't. And our picks will be live at 1-900-TGL-PIXX.
It is
shortly.
Fascinating to watch the two. Like
what?
Just the two of you get enthralled in that. Of all things.
Well, you know what we are? We're golf bettors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you need...
Golf betting is fun.
It is fun.
You need juice on a Tuesday.
Well, it's not just on a Tuesday. It's over the weekend. We were texting back and forth about the AT&T Pebble Beach
Quite
Pro.
A bit, yeah.
I mean, yeah. We had all kinds of action out there.
Oh, God.
One guy won, one guy didn't.
Yeah. Isaac was that winner.
Yeah, you were supposed to ask who won.
No.
You see, he stopped.
I'm not engaged.
He's not even listening.
I'm not engaged in this.
I won.
I am
Buck
not
did
going
not.
To encourage this behavior.
Because I was smart enough to pick out that Rory was going to win that tournament.
Yeah.
And he did.
Although, like, 3 holes into the final round, you hated your pick, you said.
Yeah, well, it's Rory, and he's very, he's a tough one to root for.
I'm trying not to encourage the behavior.
You know,
you
it was like,
need it.
It was really,
you've stoked it again.
It was really on Friday that he unhinged his jaw and started swallowing.
Yeah, you texted that to me, and I was like, I can't go any further with this golf talk.
His wedges look good. Putter look good. Guy's money, man. Bombs it.
Till the Masters when he S's the money bet again.
He very well might.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk more golf coming up next.
From pregnancy tests to golf.
You've got to kick him off the tour.
So the Blazers won again, I see. They beat Phoenix.
Beat Phoenix back.
Go to that league.
I saw the highlights. I was watching Orlando Sanchez, you know, who gets, he's really good, but he gets like disproportionately fired up, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those rah-rah Blazer guys, you know?
Sure.
Like, there hasn't been a lot to
root for. If you are someone that has had to rely on Blazer hype for the last couple of years, you probably have, I mean, imagine the sexual frustration built up at that point. Like, you're just at that point, you're just a sailor that's been deployed for several years. That guy has a lot of sports, like, frustration pent up, and now he gets a chance to properly release it.
Yeah, they do really want a root. Like, they want something to
well, why else would you watch local sportscasts?
Get people fired up.
Yeah.
Well, because Orlando Sanchez is on there dishing hot takes and interesting stories.
Now you've won 8 of 9, 4 in a row, and you're right now you're the hottest team in the NBA.
They're second in the West.
Second in the West?
No.
No, they're 4 games out of the play-in.
Oh, I thought they were like first in the West, second in the West.
Well, this is the
Now are they good or not? Is that what am I to make of this? You tell me.
It's weird because clearly the tank is off. Now, I mean, I suppose you could go into the trade deadline, which is a couple days away, and you could just start dealing vets. Because right now, the guy who's playing as big a role in any of this is DeAndre Ayton. When DeAndre Ayton is engaged and is playing hard,
dominating,
they're a different team. I mean, it was a 20-20 guy. I mean, they don't win that game. In fact, they don't win half of these games they've been on this win streak without DeAndre Ayton being engaged. And at times, I'm Channing Frye. This was like, I want to say this was when they were losing to the Clippers. Remember, the Clippers beat them by like 40 points. Channing Frye even tweeted out, he goes, I don't want to call anyone by name, but my God, how on earth did they play this guy? I've never seen someone so disengaged. And everyone was like, yeah, DeAndre Ayton. Well, now you're getting him engaged, and he's talking about how much he loves being here. And some of this may be that he doesn't want to get dealt at the deadline.
What happened?
Why
are they all engaged all of a sudden? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. But
do you mean you don't know?
Something has clicked. And Scoot and Shaden moving to the bench and have embraced that role, and both of those guys are playing well. Scoot actually looks like an NBA player for the first time in his career for an extended period. I'm going to that late. Kamara has become, I mean, he's up for Defensive Player of the Month in the Western Conference, and you're just getting contributions, and they're playing hard. They're playing good defense. Now, some of this, and this is where I would encourage Blazer fan to just take a deep breath. You're still awful. You're still, what, 8 games below 500?
Well, I was just looking. Yeah, they're third from the bottom in the West.
Yeah, but they're 4 games from the play-in. They're closer to the play-in than they are the bottom.
That's true.
And the only thing that scares me about this is there is this sense of, does this speed up the timeline? And obviously, is the tank over and all this? But outside of Milwaukee, which was a great win. And by the way, you dominated the Bucks, right? I mean, that was the second half of Milwaukee on a back-to-back, but whatever, you kicked their ass. Outside of that, you have beaten the garbage-ass Bulls, the Heat, which are in absolute disarray, the Magic, who are crappy, 500 at best, the Hornets are crappy, the Magic again, and 2 wins against the Phoenix Suns, which are maybe dealing Kevin Durant and are about ready to implode anyway. So, to me, yes, you're playing well, and the young guys are playing a big role in this, but you see down the stretch, they're still relying on the vets, and last night they lived heavily on the vets, and they're doing that in clutch time, but the young guys are playing a big role in this. You are seeing development, but at the same time, I ask, are wins over, I think, what, 2 teams in there that are above 500, is that a sign that you are actually turning a corner, or is that a sign of there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA, you're on a heater and you're playing really well right now, but at the end of the day...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're still not very good, and you're going to end up getting the 10th or 11th or 12th pick. And so I think that's kind of the weird part is...
Wait a minute. Why would anyone think they're good?
Well, believe me, there's a lot of people right now that think that Portland is actually a young, developing, good team.
Well, young, developing is different than good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
You're a loser.
But they are young and developing.
Yes.
So what do you do with that?
Therein lies the...
they're not good. Come on. They're not good. They're playing good.
They're playing good.
But they're not good.
No.
So, right? I mean, we've talked about this for years. You can beat half this league just playing hard.
Yes.
Because half the teams in the league are a mess. So you're less of a mess? That doesn't make you good.
No. And that's my point, is when you're playing against, when you have wins over the Magic, which are 24-27, the Bulls are 21-29.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so they're
Charlotte's 12-35.
The Blazers are 21-29. I mean, what are we even doing here? Why are they not tanking? This is ridiculous.
It appears
now they can't.
It appears the tank is over. And that's the thing. Unless you just get rid of all the vets and then the young guys aren't able to carry this. Unless you just, you deal Ayton, you deal Robert Williams, and you go young, and the young guys keep winning, because that's the one thing you can't discount here, is you are seeing real growth and development from some of the young key pieces that you want to see.
Well, that's good, but are they building block? I mean, are they cornerstone pieces?
That no one knows. I mean, I'm just happy right now. I think if you're a Blazers fan, you're happy that Scoot actually looks like an NBA player. Now,
Magic Johnson.
Again, I think sometimes Blazer fans, they get so over their skis because they've had so little to root for, and now all of a sudden, for the last couple weeks, you do have a lot to root for. I still ask the question, is it the best thing going forward? Probably not, But you still have a coach who is coaching for his job and young guys that are trying to establish themselves. And Chauncey's coaching his ass off. Shane's pissed off. And Scoot's looking pretty good. And you've got an engaged DeAndre Ayton. What does it mean in the long run? I don't think it means anything other than I think it's going to be an entertaining stretch of basketball. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the trade deadline. And I do think it has kind of killed the whole tank. I don't think you're going to end up as a top six team in the draft. I think you're going to get something that's in the 9, 10, 11 range, which, you know, going into the season isn't what you set out to do, but things change. And then ultimately, what does that do for your franchise? My only fear is that as fun as this is, that this puts you back into that same damn state of purgatory that we've talked about for the last God, however many years.
Is anybody going to watch him? I saw in the highlights, it looked like everybody was having fun in there.
Yeah, dude, the building is much better. And to be fair, throughout this stretch, there have been times, even last year, where the attendance was actually pretty good. There were some moments this year where it was pretty dark. And I think that there is a buzz, and I think people are excited, not just that they're winning, but I think they're excited that it's kind of an easy team to root for right now, and they're playing real hard.
So I pulled a... This pertains to the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Your Zers winning again. They've now won, what, 8 of 9? Is that what you're...
8 of 9. Is that four in a row.
Wonderful. This is marvelous.
How yes. great they are now.
Well, again, I pointed out...
So what's
out
our
this...
record the rest of the way?
Again, I think a lot of it has to do with what happens at the deadline. Are there people moved, and do you start shutting guys down? A couple days ago, you know, Danny was still of the belief that come trade deadline, this team is going to start shutting guys down and it's going to get worse. With this development and four games from the play-in and Chance coaching for his life, I'm not certain if that's still a thing. We'll find out, but I think the next... Because the schedule does get a lot harder. I do think that schedule matters a lot. We talk about this in the NFL. How many times do you see a team that's like an 8-win team and they're like, hey, they win one or two more games during the playoffs, and then you look at their wins and you're like, ew. Like they haven't beaten... The Miami Dolphins are built on this. So the Blazer schedule, let me pull it up here. It does get a little bit harder here. And I think that'll give you a better indication on exactly where this is at. So they've got Indiana, Sacramento, which whatever. But then you get Minnesota and back-to-back Denver and then the Lakers. I think that stretch, February 8th through the 20th, all three of them on the road, at Minnesota, two in a row back-to-back in Denver with a day apart, and then home to the Lakers. I think that gives you a little better idea of exactly where this is at. And then again, see what happens at the trade deadline.
Well, I have a sidebar from last night's game.
All right.
Okay? Because I saw something kind of cool happened in last night's game.
Well, that's nice.
But it has nothing to do with your hometown team.
That's something to do with the Phoenix Suns?
It might.
All right.
We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.